In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord brought tidings to Mary. Now heaven and earth are met together. In the sixth month, time and eternity, their circles intersecting at this precise moment, in a town in Galilee called Nazareth. Not anywhere or everywhere, but here, in this precise spot, and at a certain moment in history. Time and eternity, local place and infinite space, face to face. The angel of the Lord brought tidings to Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. The Creator and the created are met. The one through whom all things were conceived is himself conceived at this moment, in this place. The light coming into the world must first be in the darkness of his mother's womb. He who is without limit, everywhere present, is now in one place, immensity cloistered in her womb. As he would later be in darkness again, shut in the cold stone tomb. In the womb, a place, a time. Here and now, the all-powerful has become utterly dependent. He who would feed 5,000 on the mountainside now depends on his mother's body for his nourishment. As he would later feed his people with himself, his body, his blood, always and everywhere. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. This is the moment his people have been waiting for. The Lord is with you. He is here. Advent. The life of heaven and earth are joined, sealing the promise of a new creation, given yet still to come. The threefold coming of Advent, as the babe of Bethlehem, as judge on the last day, and as the risen Saviour, present in his church, always and everywhere, in bread and wine. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. From all God's chosen people, she is the chosen one. From her, the sinless takes flesh. No spot or stain he bears, the one she is to bear. For she is full of grace. The source of all grace, will fill her womb, and her whole being will be full of grace. The angel Gabriel is the bearer of tidings to her. And was it he or was it another angel? Was the bearer of glad tidings to the shepherds in the hills above Bethlehem. But Mary had been chosen to be the bearer of God himself. Holy Mary, Mother of God, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Mary was much perplexed by the angel's words. And so are we. How shall this be? What we behold is a divine mystery. Can we, with our earthbound, time-framed minds, understand the workings of the Most High, of him who laid the foundations of the earth, who commanded the morning and caused the dawn to know its place? Can we understand him? Can we understand his workings, his purpose? Faced with the mystery of the timeless in time, the everywhere become somewhere, the all-powerful become dependent, the ever-living in a mortal womb, the sinless in human flesh. Faced with this mystery, our response must also be, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary is our example. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Let the church, in her foreshadowed, join in her thanksgiving song. Let us all, in praise of Jesus, sing the wonders that were done when the love of God the Father over our sin the victory won. When he made the Virgin Mary mother of his only Son. Hail Mary, full of grace, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Amen.